fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African athletics. Some top Kenyan athletes are in Germany for Sunday's Minova Frankfurt Marathon. And the energetic Andy Edwards caught up with one of them ahead of the race. Here's Andy.
I'm in Frankfurt. It's the Minova Frankfurt Marathon this Sunday, and one of the leading men in the field on the start list. In fact, he's the fastest man on paper. He's around a 2:05, and that's Wilson Chebet of Kenya. Wilson, you're a very experienced man, and you had a good performance in December last year, running 2:09 in Hawaii, which is not an easy course. And you're renowned on the European scene for winning Amsterdam Marathon in the Netherlands three times in succession, and that's where you ran your 2:05. So how are you feeling coming into this race in Frankfurt?
Yeah, I'm so proud, and I'm really excited to be here. It's my first time to come here in Frankfurt, Germany. And I feel honored, and towards my training program, I'm ready for the Sunday, and I just want to renew my title like the one I used to have in Amsterdam.
It's about 4 or 5 years since you were running those 2:05, although, as I said, Hawaii 2:09, that was good on a tough course. Do you think you can get back to that 2:05 level?
Yeah, my objective for now is to run like 2:05 because I really trained for faster course, and I knew that I'll come to. I knew Frankfurt is fast course, that's why I was planning to run maybe like 2:05 to achieve my goal.
If you know you're going to be running a marathon on a fast course, as opposed to, shall we say, Boston? I mean, you ran Boston, one of the many in Boston this April with snow, very tough conditions, and you dropped out there. How different is your training? You know, compared to Boston, Frankfurt is flat and fast. Do you do much different?
Yeah, it's much different because in Kenya we have different courses that you are training for. Because now I knew that I would be coming to faster course. So the program that I did in Kenya is really for fast course. So I'm ready for Saturday.
Did you ever have an experience like that of Boston this year when it was really tough, unprecedented conditions? Had you ever experienced anything like that in the marathon?
For Boston this year, I've never experienced such difficulties, but I tried my best, but it was really difficult. But I'm now in Europe, and I know things will go well now.
Talking with Wilson Chebet, and one of the many aspects of Wilson's life as a top Kenyan runner is that he's in the same training group as Wilson Kipsang, former world record holder, and indeed the course record holder in Frankfurt. So tell us about, there's this famous session, I think it's called the end of the road session, and you've just been telling me, Wilson, that it's on a Tuesday, and you use the expression high speed. So what does it consist of?
Yeah, it's really a nice motif, and on Tuesdays we normally do like a dash. It's a speed, very high speed. We do like 16 kilometers with not less than 46 minutes. So it's really killing, but it motivates us in case you have a future marathon.
So that's 16 kilometers at high speed, and you say it's really killing. It sounds like a kind of the last man standing. I mean, is there usually one person who, if I say, wins it, or is it usually several men who are still in front at the end?
Yeah, we might be remaining with like 4 or 5 men, but in start we are like around 60 men on the move. So, but what gives us motive to go ahead is Kipsang Wilson. Kipsang Wilson is already in, and we have seen the fruits, what this guy is doing, and we're really going on doing such a speed work on Tuesdays.
Does a speed build and build? It's like a stone running down a hill. Does it just increase?
Yeah, for sure it helps a lot because if you manage to come like 46 minutes or 45, you definitely, if you go a race, you will never disappoint. You just emerge with good results.
How close to a big race, say a marathon, do you do this Tuesday session?
It takes like 7 days to the race. So I took it on Sunday, on Tuesday, and now I'm here on Friday waiting for the Sunday.
Well, that's some fascinating insight over here in Frankfurt from Wilson Chebet. Thanks a lot, Wilson.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, energetic Andy Edwards. for that interview with Kenyan athlete Wilson Chebet, one of the favorites for the title in Sunday's Minova Frankfurt Marathon. And Wilson spoke with energetic Andy in Frankfurt, Germany. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Elsewhere in African athletics, the marathon world record set last month by Olympic champion Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya has officially been ratified by the IAAF, the sport's international governing body. Kipchoge clocked 2 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds on September 16th at the BMW Berlin Marathon in Germany. Eliud crushed the previous mark by 1 minute and 18 seconds, the greatest improvement for the marathon world record since 1967. The IAAF also ratified the new decathlon world record, also set on September 16th by French athlete Kevin Mayer. Mayer tallied 9,126 points in the 10-event decathlon. Just ahead, Samson Omale will have a package of African football news for us. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African football news. Samson says he'll be kicking off with the top African teams in the October FIFA rankings. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. We begin with the latest FIFA ranking released by the World Governing Football Body on Thursday. Tunisia remain the top-ranked side in Africa and are up one place to 22 globally. They are followed by Senegal, who maintained the same spot they were last month, while Nigeria moved up 4 places to 3rd in Africa and 44 in the world. Congo and Morocco are in 4th and 5th places respectively to wrap up Africa's top 5. Just 6 countries moved up 5 places or more on October's FIFA World Rankings. 5 of those are from Africa. And now to the Confederations Cup, where Al-Masri's director of football, Ibrahim Hassan, has revealed that the referee for their game against AS Vita asked for a bribe and at the same time claimed that they managed to record the incident. Al-Masri crashed out of the CAF Confederations Cup after a 4-0 defeat to Congolese side AS Vita in the second leg of the semi-final on Wednesday evening. And now to Nigeria, where Enugu Rangers won a dramatic Football Association's Cup final after coming from 3 goals down against Kano Pillars to force a shootout and win 4-2 from the sport. The victory means Rangers have now ended a 35-year FA Cup and also picked the ticket to represent Nigeria in next season's CAF Confederations Cup. Uzochukwu Ugonna and Calvin Hoya, both Rangers players, had this to say.
One thing I believe in this game that we try our best until we just give ourselves that we cannot lose this game. So that's the only thing that we agreed on inside the dressing room, that this game, no matter how the 3 goes down, that we ain't going to lose it. So that's one thing that spirit lead us to win the victory, to win the cup here.
Looking at the magnitude of this final, we've never had it this good.
Elsewhere in Kenya, Football Kenya Federation President Nick Mundwewa has called for the fast tracking of the operationalization of Kenya's sports fund, claiming that failure to do so might hinder Kenya's Harambee Starlets from taking part in their second consecutive African Women Cup of Nations. The Continental Showpiece kicks off on the 17th of November and will last until the 1st of December, with Harambee Starlets in Group B alongside defending champions Nigeria, South Africa and Zambia.
The sports fund is the solution for funding national teams. Because as you know, in football, a national team cannot wear an advertisement on their jersey. It's prohibited. And without that, sometimes getting the proper sponsorship you need is a problem.
And finally, the South African national under 17 women's soccer team coach, Simfiwe Ndludu, has named 21 players for the Junior FIFA World Cup in Uruguay next month. President of the South African Football Association, Danny Jordan has expressed his confidence in the team, saying it has the potential to become the first South African team to progress past the group stage at a FIFA World Cup. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson, and I hope you have a sporty weekend. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Elsewhere in African football, 2019 Nations Cup host Cameroon has lined up a high-profile friendly match next month against Brazil. Cameroon will play the five-time World Cup champions on November 20th in Milton Keynes, England, located about 70 kilometers northwest of London. The friendly match was confirmed on the Brazil Football Association's Twitter page. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon are the reigning African champions in football. They won their fifth title last year in Gabon, where they defeated seven-time African champion Egypt 2-1 in the Africa Cup of Nations final. Now, as host of the 2019 Nations Cup, Cameroon received an automatic berth, but the indomitable Lions are still competing in the qualifying competition. The friendly against Brazil is scheduled 4 days after Cameroon plays Morocco in a Nations Cup qualifier. And here are a few fun football facts about Cameroon and Brazil. This will be the sixth meeting between the teams. Brazil has won four of the matches and lost one. Cameroon was victorious 1-0 at the 2003 FIFA Confederations Cup tournament in France. The most recent meeting between the teams was in 2014, when host Brazil beat Cameroon 4-1 in a World Cup group match. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, VOA's Gwen Ooten will have news about Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn. But first, this VOA programming announcement.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Carol. We look forward to your next Press Conference USA program. Welcome back to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I'm your host, Sonny Young. American star skier Lindsey Vonn is set to begin her final competitive tour, and she also hopes to break a record. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Ooten. Sporty greetings, Gwen!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Lindsey Vonn walked the white carpet Thursday night in the annual Gold Medal Gala in New York City. Her appearance came ahead of next month's Alpine Ski World Cup competition, Canada's premier ski event. Lindsey currently has 82 World Cup wins, the all-time women's record, and she's looking to break the long-standing record of 86 wins held by former World Cup alpine skier Ingemar Stenmark of Sweden. And on Thursday, Lindsey told reporters she believes she can do it.
I definitely think I can. I mean, you know, I have the opportunity this season, and if I can stay healthy, I think it's a very big possibility. But at the same time, I'm, you know, if I don't break the record, I'm not going to keep skiing. And I have to, you know, kind of separate those two, you know, things and make sure I'm doing I'm, you know, appreciating the last season, winning and breaking the record or not.
Lindsay announced her upcoming retirement earlier this month and said breaking the World Cup record is not the sum of her career. And what a career it has been. She's won 4 overall World Cup titles, claiming her first victory in the downhill event in 2005. 2 years later, she tore a major ligament in her knee and has suffered from recurring knee injuries since then, one so serious she missed the Sochi Olympics in 2014. But she concluded her Olympic run this year in Pyeongchang, winning bronze for a total of 3 Olympic medals, 2 bronze and 1 gold. Lindsay is widely regarded as the greatest female ski racer in history. But the 34-year-old says the time has come to hang up her skis.
My dad has always been the one that kind of said, you know, I will. There will come a time when I'm done. You know, I've had enough, and right now I'm at that point. You know, I love what I do. I love ski racing. I love going fast. But you know, my body has had enough, and you know, it's not the same as it was for me anymore. So just time to start something new and just take a step in a different direction.
She will retire from the sport competitively following the 2018-19 season, and she says she's at peace with her decision.
I'm maybe overly ambitious. I always set high expectations for myself, high goals, but you know, at some point you have to take a moment to reflect on what you've accomplished and say, okay, that's actually good enough. I don't need anymore. And that's a hard realization for me to face. And I finally accept that I have nothing left to prove, and that's been very difficult. So I'm happy that I can be in the position to say that.
Lindsay kicks off her final season next month at Canada's Alpine Ski World Cup competition, and we'll keep an eye on her to see if she breaks the all-time record. That ends the week. More sporty news to come. Have a good weekend, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen, and I hope you have a good weekend, too. And, Gwen, I don't want it to be just a good weekend. I want it to be a sporty weekend, too. It's got to be sporty. You bet. It's got to be sporty. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. As I mentioned at the start of the show, some top Kenyan athletes are in Germany for Sunday's Minova Frankfurt Marathon. One of them is Nancy Kiprop, who hopes to use any prize money she wins in Frankfurt to help fund a school in Eaton, Kenya. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Nancy ahead of the race. Here's Andy.
I'm with Nancy Kiprop, who's one of the contenders for the women's title at the Minova Frankfurt Marathon. But she has a very interesting backstory in terms of Nancy combines running over many years at the top level with caring for children. And just, you have, I think, would it be fair to say, an extended family? So just give us a picture of how this came about, that you were caring for a number of children.
My name's Nancy Kiprop. I'm a Kenyan. I'm an athlete. I have 7 children, which of them are 5 adopted children and 5 of my flesh. So it comes to my mind that these children were orphans, and they were very young at that time, and nobody could take care of them, and I decided to take them, and I took them as my children, and I took good care of them, but now they are very older children. Some of them are independent of themselves.
And this is in Iten, in Kenya, where you also train?
Yeah, it's in Iten. I live around 1 kilometer away from Iten town.
And how old are these children?
The first one is around 29 years. And then we have 28, and then we have 22, 24, 18, 16, and 9.
So it's quite an age range. Now, you're running at high level, elite level, and you've been a champion at the Vienna Marathon, for example, and you're in Frankfurt running here. Does that give you motivation, extra motivation, in terms of providing for these children and providing them with education and a home?
Yeah, these races have given me a lot of motivation, that they have helped me a lot to take care of these children, at the same time to give to my school that I've established already. So these races have helped me a lot, and it is a motivation to me that I should keep on running, because there are some people behind my back that are depending on me, that I should work extra hard.
You talk about your school, so are there teachers in the school? How big is it?
My school, I started with six children, and it developed to 64 at the moment. I have four teachers, two corporate staff, and four classes, and one extra class for next year. That makes a class of five classes now.
Well, that's certainly quite an undertaking. Oh, I wonder, what's been the life story of, when we say your older children, the ones who are in their 20s, what have they gone on to do? Do they have families of their own?
In future, all of them are girls except my son. So in future, I think they will have their own families. They will move out and maybe they will take care of themselves. And maybe if they want to give back, it will depend on themselves.
At some point or other, an elite runner, they decide, well, I'm no longer an elite runner. I may run for health, but I'm not competing at the top. When that day comes, how will you fund the school? I presume that, you know, all the funding from the school, does it come from you or do other people help?
Sorry?
Does the funding for the school come from only you or from other people?
The funding from schools comes mostly from me, and we have also the school fees, which is a bit little down. It's a very small amount that a parent can pay for her baby, but it could not support the full support of the baby in school. So I have to subsidize my prize money to at least to make sure that the teachers are being paid, the pupils eat very well, and the teaching and learning materials are supplied to school.
So when the day comes when you are no longer a top runner and getting prize money, or, have you thought about how you will fund the school then?
There are many things that I'm doing at the moment, and I will not talk about them now. Maybe when it comes to the right time, I will tell them.
Well, that's a fascinating story. Nancy Kiprop, thanks for sharing that story with us. We wish you all success in the years ahead as a top runner and beyond with your school and supporting the children. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, energetic Andy Edwards, for that interview with Kenyan athlete Nancy Kiprop in Frankfurt, Germany. And we here at the Sunny Side of Sports wish Nancy good luck, not just in Sunday's Minova Frankfurt Marathon, but also with her school in Eton, Kenya. The Sunny Side of Sports also wishes Nigeria's amputee football team good luck ahead of this weekend's Amputee Football World Cup in Mexico. The team has been using unique fundraising measures to get to Mexico. Swedish reporter Stefan Lovgren has been instrumental in publicizing the team and its efforts. And Stefan posted the following on Facebook earlier Friday. The players have embarked on an epic 55-hour journey through most South American countries. First batch arrives in Mexico this afternoon. And if all goes to plan, we should have a team and even a couple of substitutes ready on Sunday. So proud of them and all the hard work they've put in. Nigeria's Amputee World Cup football team is scheduled to play Russia on Sunday in Mexico. And that wraps up the October 26th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanov. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
This is Science in a Minute.
Researchers in Utah say what might be the world's largest organism is dying, but could be saved with what they call a mega conservation effort. The Pando aspen clone looks like a forest of trees, but since each of the trees is linked by common genetic markers and possibly one giant root system, scientists consider it to be a single giant living organism. Paul Rogers and Darren McAvoy from Utah State University say they have performed the first complete assessment of the Pando aspen, which is located in Utah's Fish Lake National Forest. They found that much of the Pando colony is failing, although a previously restored section of the clone trees continues to recover. The study suggests the thinning of the aspen clones is due to human development and damage caused by local wildlife, such as the mule deer. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou, host of Health Chat. Next week on Health Chat, we will have an exclusive interview with Dr. Helena Ndube, Namibian ophthalmologist notable for her charitable work among sufferers of eye-related illnesses in Namibia. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. Health Chat this Tuesday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
She said she too young, don't want no man.
Starting Monday, November 5th, tune into Border Crossings to win a free copy of Now 68, featuring top songs from a variety of artists. This CD features Calvin Harris's One Kiss, along with Ariana Grande's God is a Woman, and many other hit songs. Tune in to Border Crossings to win.
This is VOA News.